SBS Radio.
The latest flooding across southeastern Australia has had a human cost, and it has an economic cost as well. As he puts the finishing touches on his first federal budget, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has been trying to work out exactly how much that cost is.
It is too early for us to put a very precise price tag on the flooding that we're seeing through such large swathes of Australia. But we do know that there will be consequences for the economy and for the budget. And what we're trying to do at this late stage, putting the finishing touches on the budget, is to include some of those preliminary assessments of the likely impacts in the numbers that I release on Tuesday night.
Early calculations from the Federal Treasury suggest that in the next 3 months, the flood damage could wipe 0.25% off economic growth projections. The natural disaster will also add to cost of living pressures, adding 0.1% to inflation in the December and March quarters. And the Treasurer says fruit and vegetable prices are predicted to surge by 8% over the next two quarters.
And that's based on the impact of previous flooding on some of our prime agricultural land. We need to remember here that we are talking about some of the best producing land in the world, producing a lot of groceries for domestic consumption, but also for export. And so what's happening here to these areas is particularly cruel, I think, given how close many of these farms were to producing what was expected to be a bumper crop.
Despite expectations that damage to farmland will fuel inflation, Treasury is still expecting it to peak at 7.75%, in part because lower than expected petrol prices will offset the rise. To deal with the surging flood bill, $3 billion will be set aside in the budget's contingency reserve. $1.4 billion has already been provided in emergency payments for flood victims. Jim Chalmers is expecting the final flood bill to be significant, saying it could be even more substantial than the Treasury's preliminary assessment. The opposition, Susan Lee, says the government is not doing enough to ease the cost of living.
Power prices are rising as much as 35%. Your mortgage is going up by hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month, and you are paying more and more money for less and less goods at the supermarket. Again, we hear complaints from the government that the floods will drive up prices and they're powerless to stop it. Well, that's simply not good enough. Where is the plan?
Welfare groups have one suggestion: dump the former government's scheduled Stage 3 tax cuts. Cassandra Goldie is chief executive of the Australian Council of Social Service.
We've got people facing the cost of living crisis, but not everybody is experiencing that in the same way. We've got people who are unable to feed themselves, to keep a roof over their head. They're going into cars. They're living in caravans that are currently being swept away by the floods. We've got people who are going without the medicines that they need, and they are giving away the family dog because they can no longer afford to feed it.
The government has already made several pre-budget announcements, but there's no sign they'll be scrapping the Stage 3 tax cuts just yet. They have committed to boosting paid parental leave and subsidising more medicines. They'll also provide $2.4 billion to upgrade the national broadband network and an extra $204 million for the Great Barrier Reef. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was in Western Australia to announce $50 million for an Australian Critical Minerals Research and Development Hub and another $50 million for critical minerals project grants. Mr. Albanese says his government's focus is on funding targeted measures that boost economic productivity but don't fuel inflation.
Look, this is having an impact on people. We understand that. But we also understand that we have inherited $1 trillion of debt. And I have seen some proposals about cash handouts for people, and the government simply isn't in a position to engage in measures which would be counterproductive in terms of the impact on the economy. So we will provide cost of living support wherever we can, but we'll do it in a responsible way.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.